Well, thank you very much, and at the outset, can I acknowledge the Ambassador of Poland up from Canberra? You're always welcome in our city, Ambassador. Can I welcome the two Members of Parliament from Poland? Welcome, welcome, welcome to Australia. Welcome to Sydney. You are among friends here in Australia. Can I say hello again to our dear Consul General here in Sydney, Regina Jakowska. You are a great and popular Consul General here in Australia, in Sydney. And we love you. We always love you. And I recognise Ms. Kiwetowska, President of the Polish Community Council of Australia, a New South Wales division, very instrumental in bringing this great event, this night of nights, together. Can I also acknowledge Jason Falinski and Robert Borzak, two of my parliamentary colleagues, both of Polish origin. Great to see you here. Another federal colleague here, another parliamentary colleague here today, Stephen Barley. I don't think, Stephen, you are Polish, but tonight you are an honorary Pole. I have no doubt about that. Dear friends, it's a great honour and joy to be here tonight with the Polish community, representing the Honourable Ray Williams, the Minister for Multiculturalism here in New South Wales, at this gala concert, this tribute to freedom, to celebrate the centenary of Poland's reinstatement as a sovereign and independent nation in 1918. But the truth is, Poland didn't start in 1918. The Polish people have been around as a nation for a lot longer than that, in fact, for 1,000 years, a long and proud history. Poland has always been a beacon for freedom in the world. It has always been a light against oppression. It has always been a force for the protection of Western civilization in Europe. It has always been a force for the protection of Christian civilization in Europe. Time after time, it has been the saviour of Europe. In 1681, at the Battle of Vienna, the Polish people defeated the Ottoman Empire and saved Europe. In 1791, the Polish people were the first to declare in Europe a written constitution as a testament to freedom, and only the second nation in the world after the United States. In 1920, at the Battle of Warsaw, the Polish people stopped the communist Soviet forces conquering all of Europe. When Hitler and Nazism were conquering without any opposition, it was the Polish people, the first above all, who said, no, we will resist, and you did resist. And as a result of resisting, you shamed other nations in the world to come out and to engage in stopping Hitler and Nazism. But in the process, the Polish people lost 6 million of their citizens. You were under occupation for that period, but you persisted and resisted with heroism. The Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1943, the General Warsaw Uprising of 1944 by the underground Polish army. But you went overseas and fought as well, not only inside Poland. Polish pilots fought in the Battle of Britain. Polish troops fought in North Africa. Polish troops fought at the Battle of Monte Cassino and throughout Italy. Polish troops were involved in the landing at Normandy. Polish troops took part in the Battle of France. They fought on the Western Front. They fought on the Eastern Front. They fought all the way and participated in the Battle of Berlin itself. Friends, for the next 45 years, the Polish people paid a price. They were under communist tyranny, communist dictatorship. But they they were the first people in all of Europe to resist that dictatorship, and through solidarity in partnership with the Polish Pope, Pope John Paul II, they lit a fire that ended up consuming and destroying communism throughout Europe and freeing hundreds of millions of people in the process. Australia is proud of its Polish-Australian community. We are proud to see Polish veterans or their sons and daughters marching in our Anzac March as they do year after year, because Australia and the Polish people share the one indivisible heart, and it's a heart for freedom. So tonight we celebrate that 100 years ago, 1918, that freedom was reclaimed. And tonight we celebrate the centenary of that freedom. Tonight we celebrated at this gala Polish festival, this concert of culture and music and dancing. Polish composers, including music from probably the greatest composer in the history of mankind, Chopin. Polish artists, the great orchestra of the Mamie Waringa, a choir from Mamie Waringa. All of these things coming together in this great night. So, dear friends, long live Poland. God bless the Polish people, now and forever, 1,000 years, and you're still going strong. Thank you very much.